Hello everyone, and welcome to the Voice of Many Waters. It is I, Ife the Second, or Temilokwe Banjo. I don't know, most people prefer to call me Ife, I don't know. Anytime I mention, you know, I meet people physically and like, oh, like new people, my name is Temilokwe. They're like, what? As though it sounds foreign. Temilokwe. Oh, that's weird. When I say, oh, but you can call me Ife. My other name is Ife. They're like, oh, yeah, that's way better. That, it looks more suiting. I'm like, ah, whatever, guys, whatever. It's my name. So, you can call me Ife, or you can call me Temilokwe Oyebanjo. Anyway, we're here to continue. If you listen to the last episode, it was on energy farms, right? And it was like a brief introduction. Basically, the entire thing is a brief introduction. And you know, please, this is a disclaimer. A lot of these stuffs are my thoughts. They are not yay and amen. You shouldn't take them as a scientific fact. A lot of them have not been proven. Some of them have been proven, actually, to my ignorance. But, you know, I'm just sharing things from my thoughts, from my mind, actually. So, basically, I'm going to continue this second episode, sequel to Energy Farms, and let's just go right into it. So, basically, I think the last time we were talking of the law of conservation of the energy, that was like the last statement I made or something, and that says that energy cannot be created, it cannot be destroyed, it can only be converted from one form or transformed. Right, and as much as it can be transformed, it can be transferred. Now, what this tells us is that in energy farming, there's no such thing as creation of energy. Actually, in everywhere, there's no such thing as energy creation, just a transformation or a conversion of energy from an unutilizable form to a form that is more, you know, generally utilizable. I don't know if you get that. There are, for example, look at crude oil, right? Crude oil is an energy. It's like a latent energy. It contains, now we know that it contains a lot of things, but looking at it, you may not know. You're just seeing crude oil. You don't know how much power it has. But once it passes through a process of transformation and conversion, you have different usable fuels, right? I don't think there's any machine that can use crude oil so far. I don't know if there has been any, but there's none so far. So what we do is to convert or to transform crude oil, right, into a more utilizable form of energy. So that's what we're talking about. A lot of us have latent energy in our soul. Right, we've talked about this before, our souls have structure and it has a latent energy, and then there's also the deposits in our soul which also have their energy value, and then there's also energies that we can draw, right, in terms of growth, in terms of knowledge gained, in terms of wisdom, and then there's just energy drawn for to be expended. Right, there's energy drawn to be expended, and then there's energy drawn to actually grow your soul. Right, there's that gives you more latency of energy. Right, more. I don't know, I think I should check that word. I keep using it, I hope I'm using it right though. So, it will give you more energy, latent energy that can actually be used for more natural things. So basically, that's that. And then, the drawing of energy that I mentioned now is usually by meditation, by proximity or contact, by feeding, or by interaction, communication, or intercourse, right? A lot of those things are, I think I've discussed some of them before. Meditation, there's an episode on meditation, by proximity or contact. We talked about And then there's feeding, communication. I think we talked about soul intercourse. There's an episode on soul intercourse and the rest, and how energy can actually be transferred, you know, through all of this. So our souls are vast. I dare say our soul are as vast as the universe, but I might be, you know, let's excite ourselves a bit. I might be wrong, I might be right. So let's just excite ourselves a bit. Our soul, I think, is as vast as the universe, meaning the latent energy in it is mind-blowing. The latent energy in it is considerably mind-blowing. And I'm thinking now, although there are structures, meaning there are variations in energy value and energy levels, obviously, but at the same time, there's an average energy that the mind possesses, and that in itself is mind-blowing, right? It's a creative, an energy that can create, right, out of thin air, actually. I dare say that, yep, it's my thought. I'm sharing my thoughts now. So I feel we can create out of thin air, but, you know, we have a lot of blockades. I don't know. Boy. Anyway, so, and considering, you know, that if you learn how to access, if you learn how to actually access this energy of the soul to the depths of the depths, like to the deeps, my. Oof. To the deeps of the deeps, if you can access the energy in the depths of your soul, my. Oof. I don't know. I do not know. You might just become the most powerful person in our galaxy. I'm saying galaxy because my thoughts, you know, part of the thoughts that came to me recently is even other higher intelligent beings are still growing, they are still evolving, right? They are still learning things, they are still learning to access more energy in them, right? So imagine you now being able to access all the power of your mind, bro. Damn. Forgive my word or more, but that's gonna be crazy, you know. So that's that, actually. But it's a good point to note what we talked about: meditation, proximity, contact, feeling as a way of drawing energy, right, from the universe around, or from us, from our mind, you know, into our body or into our consciousness, from our subconscious to the consciousness. So that same way we draw energy from other creatures or from the universe is the same way energy can be drawn from us. Some know how to trap energy. There are people who are gifted in these things. Like, I don't even know if the word is gifted, but they are skilled. They know how to trap energy in objects. They know how to draw energy easily from... these guys do not lack energy. They manipulate energy in the atmosphere too easily. It's as though they get all that they want. And they do not even stress themselves to explore even the energy within them. They just use people's energy that are not being used, right? There are people like this, and sometimes they even know how to trick you to dispense an energy that, you know, you might not be using, and then they trap it, maybe late for later for their personal use. So that's, boy, there's so much on this energy stuff, because it's, I don't know, it's wow. So quickly, I just want to expand a bit on some of the stuff I talked about in the last episode on the uses of these energy farms and the rest. The first is healing, right? So when a high energy individual is around another individual who has, you know, below the required energy value, you know, of that energy level, naturally the energy will flow from, according to physics, the region of higher concentration to the lower concentration, and that is basically healing, right? You lack and your energy, your body lacks energy that is below a standard. What you need is actually energy, right? Your soul lacks energy that's below the average standard. Well, what you need is energy. So if there's a contact or proximity, there's a flow. And then there's second one, soul rewiring or soul re-engineering. Like the first one, being around a fellow who has a high or a higher energy in a particular structure of his soul, or let's say in a particular platform, in a structure, like a particular department, yeah, of his soul, you know, someone who has a high energy in that part. And now you as a person, you don't have that department in your soul at all, not to talk more of having energy in that level. So it's possible that staying around that person with time, right, would help you develop that structure in your soul. I don't know, is that, I think that's clear. It's when you stay around such people with time, if they have enough, you know, high energy enough to help do that, it takes a lot of energy to help you, to help one rewire the soul. So staying around such people and with the condition that you yourself or whoever the subject is now would submit his mind or his or her mind to the influence of the higher concentration, right? So in the light of this, there will be rewiring or restructuring. That's the word, restructuring. Yep. And then there's influence. I think it's similar to soul wiring. So a high energy soul compels a low energy soul to take certain actions, but the difference is this influence is it's not permanent per se, like soul rewiring, soul reengineering. It's just an action or some certain decisions. Apologies, basically I wasn't supposed to burp on air. And then there's summons, you know. I think if you have listened to my episode on single existence, multiple realities, you know, this will be clear. Some entities exist in other dimensions or other realities, and to make contact with them, one may need to, you know, raise his energy level or frequency to, you know, the one to be contacted. So that will require actually a large energy farming. And then there's gate access. It's similar to someone's actually. It's just raising your energy level to the energy gates, and then you have access basically. And then shield. I think I talked about shield. Yeah, I talked about shield in the previous episode. So personally, as an individual, constantly staying at a high energy level makes it difficult for harmful entities or other entities in a lower energy state to reach you or to get to you. And this also can be used in a local government level or an area level, you know, more than an individual. It can be used in a society too. So there's so much to energy, to the energy world, you know, that if we keep talking about it, we just keep going and going and going and going. And you know, so let's just shut it here again for today. I really do hope you guys are enjoying my podcast. If you know, if there are things you think I can do to improve my communication, or you know, I don't know, you can always reach back to me. My email is there. You can reach back to me via email. So peace out, guys. It is I, Ife the Second, or Tim Lekwe Banjo. Remember, I am the voice of many waters. Peace.